The state ombudsman and a citizen review panel will address issues at the Office of Children's Services, or OCS. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Robert Henderson says the action announced today was the recommendation of a confidential grand jury investigation.
The grand jury has two functions under Alaska law. The first function is to review all criminal charges that will ultimately be filed. The second is an investigatory grand jury. And the investigative grand jury is to investigate matters of public welfare. That's where this case falls.
The grand jury investigation of OCS was requested by State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole. Wilson has been pressing the agency about its handling of endangered child cases, citing a 30% increase in the number of kids removed from parents in recent years and constituents unhappy with how the system has treated them. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Representative Tammy Wilson wants the Office of Children's Services to refocus on parental treatment and assistance instead of removing endangered kids from homes. Wilson has resubmitted a bill that would adopt a uniform standard for when and how children can be removed based on federal law.
And that would be the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Wilson says the federal ICWA standard, which currently only applies to Alaska Native and American Indian children, is a better formula for addressing parental behavior and keeping kids home or with extended family.
It also doesn't allow as much hearsay as it does now. You actually have to have proof that something is happening within the family unit. And it also encourages more of keeping the child in the home and putting the resources there, working with the parents versus taking the children out.
ICWA is largely known as the gold standard when it comes to best practices.
Alaska OCS Director Christy Lawton says the department is officially neutral on Wilson's bill, but acknowledges that ICWA policy mandates beneficial services.
We have to demonstrate that we have provided active efforts to prevent removal or active efforts to promote reunification.
That means actually taking family members to substance abuse treatment, counseling, or other help, not just recommending they get it. Lawton says it would be great to do that for all families, but notes ICWA was established to address systematic racism.
It's almost as if you're saying that ICWA really isn't needed anymore because the playing field is level, which unfortunately is still not the case in Alaska or in many other parts of the country.
Lawton also points to potential loss of federal support for cases involving Alaska Native families, funds contingent on meeting strict ICWA requirements the financially strapped state may struggle to achieve if applied to all child welfare cases. Representative Wilson maintains the state has enough money and just needs to do a better job.
My aspect is if we weren't taking children that we should not be taking, we would be able to use the resources into families who really do need those resources, because it's much cheaper and then better for the family to be able to keep the children in the home. And then if you need the parents to do certain types of classes, then you have those worked out at the same time.
Wilson's take is based on case records obtained through constituents critical of OCS practices. She's holding three public hearings on the agency over the next week. OCS Director Lawton says she'll continue to work with Wilson to improve agency practices. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.